Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Juan Berenguer. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Gary Gray. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Naran. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Jerry Gleaton. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bochy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Brett moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a fly ball into right field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray strikes out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows strikes out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patchy Orrick. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Patchy Orrick steals second. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Naran and he is safe. Otis steals second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 1, Mariners, 1. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. Bochy takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bochy moves to second. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bochy scores. Gray moves to third. It's 2-1, Mariners. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gray tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Mariners. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Patchy Orrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran is 0-for-1 in the game. Naran hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive towards third. Meyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Auerbach strikes out. One out. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Randle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis is hit by the pitch. Wilson moves to third. McRae moves to second. Dick Drago now pitching. John Wayven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wayven is 0-for-2 in the game. Wayven strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Patchy Orrick. White reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Jerry Grote. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now catching. Ken Brett now pitching. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Patchy Orrick hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran is 0 for 2 in the game. Naran takes first base on ball 4. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Auerbach hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Mariners. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops it up and throws to first, with Brett covering, for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Randle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to second. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McRae moves to third. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a fly ball into right field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Mariners. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Royals 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bhakti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Quirk for a passed ball. Gray moves to second. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson pinch runs for Jeff Burrows. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lenny Randle now playing third base. Dave Henderson now playing right field. Julio Cruz now playing second base. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-3 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Way then moves to second. Ken Phelps pinch hits for UL Washington. Shane Raleigh now pitching. Lee May pinch hits for Ken Phelps. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Chalk pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk takes first base on ball 4. Way then moves to third. White moves to second. Cesar Geronimo pinch runs for Dave Chalk. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Mariners, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.